Hello, 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 and hello, you effusive, enthusiastic extrapolators of electronic enlightenment. Welcome to the seventh vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra, and I continue to keep my pessimism at arm's length that Claude might not make an appearance today, because there's always a chance that he might. Billy Shakes, from our last vignette, was a wise and eloquent man, if a little circumlocutious. Perhaps he had a bee in his sonnet. I mean, bonnet. I expect today to be no different. I am armed with the topic du jour, the rise and rise of AI slop on social media, which is taking a sledgehammer to our judgment and discernment and making us forget what true beauty really is. So without further ado, let's bring on Claude to discuss this.
Hello, hello, Avi. Yes, yes, this AI slop business is very concerning, I suppose. Very concerning. These computer things making all the fake contents on the Facebook and the Twitter. But Avi, oh my goodness. Speaking of slop, you will not believe what happened at my Sunshine Valley motel last month. The insurance people are driving me crazy. Absolute madness. We had this guest, room 14B. Very suspicious fellow with too many bags. He stayed three nights and left behind the most horrific bedbug situation I have ever seen in my 22 years of motel business. The cleaning lady. She screamed so loud when she pulled back those sheets. Like she had seen Rakshas himself, thousands of them, little red devils all over. The mattress was, how you say, teeming with activity. I filed the claim with Big Mountain Insurance. Accidental pest infestation caused by negligent guest. And these people, these thieves, they denied it. Said it was pre-existing condition and improper maintenance. Me? Improper maintenance? My cousin Raj is certified pest control specialist. So I tried again. I changed the wording to a biological contamination from external source. Denied again. Then I tried structural damage from microscopic intruders. OS denied. I even sent them the actual bugs in envelope. Next day delivery. Very expensive shipping. They sent back letters saying inappropriate submission materials. These bed bugs have cost me three rooms of business, Avi. I had to throw away everything. New mattresses are costing me fortune, while these insurance people are sipping their fancy chai lattes and laughing at poor Jagdish.
So, let me just gather my thoughts here for a second. Because what on earth did I just listen to? Did you say your name was Jagdish? And what bed bugs are you talking about, man? Get a grip. All right, look, it's not, obviously you're not Claude. That's fairly clear by now. But let's try and bring this podcast back to some semblance of normalcy here, all right? So I wanted to talk about the rise of AI slop. Just about everything you see on, whether it's on X or any other social media, people generating these images from Grok or from DALL-E or Midjourney, and it's a sensory overload of utter junk. And I'm wondering, Jagdish, what sort of an impact do you think it's having on the psyche of people who are scrolling their timelines and getting bombarded with this stuff? Are they losing an appreciation for what true beauty really is?
Oh, Avi, you know this AI slop business is very concerning. Yes, yes, very concerning. People scrolling and seeing all these fake pictures, not knowing what is real anymore. But Avi, let me tell you what is definitely real. The nightmare happening at my Sunshine Valley Motor Lodge. These bed bugs, they are coming from room 14B. Where this truck driver stayed 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks! He brought in his own pillow. Very suspicious behavior. And now my beautiful 23-room establishment is infested. First, I submit claim to Easy Save Insurance. Very professional, yes. I take many photos. I hire Orkin Man, $2,400 out of pocket. An insurance company says, act of God. I tell them, this is not God. This is dirty truck driver with dirty pillow. So next time I change claim, I say maybe electrical problem caused heating issue, which attracted the bugs. They deny again. Then I try saying it was water damage that brought bugs. Again denied. I even try saying, this was very clever thinking, that it was wind that blew the bugs in through open window. Can you believe they still deny? My cousin Patel has same problem at his motel in Tucson. One phone call and his insurance pays everything. But me, I am now sleeping in lobby because all rooms need fumigation. And my wife is staying with her sister who keeps saying, I told you, motels are bad investment. This AI business is nothing, Avi. Nothing compared to fighting with insurance people who probably sit in big air-conditioned office while I am scratching like madmen and losing customers every day.
Jagdish, maybe I'll let you finish the story about the bedbugs in your motel. And perhaps then we can move on. Although I'm slowly losing hope right here, Jagdish, that you can actually contribute anything meaningful to the AI slop conversation. But I'll let you finish. Tell me, what are you going to do about these bedbugs? Clearly, there's got to be a solution.
You think I'm not contributing? This AI slop business is exactly like my insurance problem. These companies spitting out garbage content. It's like my insurance company spitting out garbage excuses. But okay. Let me tell you what happened with these bed bugs. So this guest, very suspicious fellow, he comes with 5 suitcases for one night stay. Who does this? He checks in, pays cash, and 2 days later, my cleaning lady, Manula, is screaming like she saw ghosts. These bugs, they were everywhere. In the mattress, in the curtains, even inside the TV remote battery compartment. How they get there? I don't know, but I call exterminator. He says, Jagdish, this is worst case I see in 15 years. 15 years. He charges me $3,200 for treatment. So I file claim with ValueSure Insurance. First they say, act of God. I tell them, which God creates bedbugs? Show me this God. I want to have conversation with him. Then they say pre-existing condition. I say pre-existing. The only thing pre-existing is your company's hatred for honest businessmen. I even tried to resubmit with different wording. I call it microscopic vandalism by previous occupant. Nothing. Then, biological property damage. Nothing. Last week, I even draw a little diagram showing how these guests must have brought special trained attack bedbugs. They laugh at me, Avi. Meanwhile, I lose 3 rooms of business for 2 weeks. My cousin Rajiv was supposed to stay for free. Even he cancels. That's how bad. What am I going to do? I tell you what, I'm fighting. Yesterday, I went to their office wearing shirt with actual dead bedbugs taped to it. Security escorted me out. But they will remember, Jagdish Patel. They will remember.
Jagdish, I've got to tell you, man, there is no hope. This vignette is irredeemable. You are irredeemable. And so are your bedbugs. I hope there is not a single insurance company on this planet that reimburses you for the so-called damage. I bet it was poor sanitation on your part. You didn't clean your stupid motel. That's why you have these bedbugs, Jagdish. All right, man, that's it. We're done here. I don't think I can take another second of you. All right, Mr. Producer, let's put an end to this. I'm out.